It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, some legal experts warned against drawing larger political conclusions based on the verdict of the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. But that didn't stop a lot of people from doing so. Coming up, we look at what advocates are saying about the acquittal and what it means for the Second Amendment, self-defense laws, racial justice, and other issues. First, with vaccines widely available, airline travel is expected to be up 80% compared to this time last year. With a surge in holiday travel, some airlines have brought back routes they canceled during the pandemic and added new ones. And in spite of a vaccine mandate for federal workers, the TSA has said it doesn't expect major delays. We're talking now about travel in the second holiday season of the pandemic, which will look pretty different compared to last year. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Are you traveling this holiday season after holding off on travel last year? Are you worried about COVID safety? Do you feel good about traveling at this point in the pandemic? In particular, I'd love to hear from you if you are flying soon or if you have been on an airline trip lately. What was it like? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Megan Hart is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. She recently wrote about the TSA and holiday travel. Megan, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You've been keeping up with the TSA about compliance with the federal vaccine mandate and whether or not it's going to cause any delays at airports. What are they saying?
Sure. So I actually checked in with the TSA today. The vaccine mandate went into effect yesterday, and they say 98% of Customs and Border Protection agents are compliant with the mandate, as are 93% of TSA workers. So they are not expecting any delays.
And flights, I understand, are going to be up 50% compared to last year during this Thanksgiving week. Still, I think, lower than pre-pandemic, though. Can you tell us what the predictions are for what people are going to be doing when it comes to flying this next few days?
So I've recently checked in with a few different airports in Wisconsin, and it kind of varies depending on the airport. In Milwaukee, Thanksgiving flights are up 50% compared to last year, but down 7% compared to 2019. And they've got a bunch of new routes available this holiday season that were not available last year. But then if you look at other airports, Green Bay is pretty much back to normal, especially with the return of international travelers. Recently, international travelers who are vaccinated have been able to come to the U.S., and that's been a boost for Wisconsin airports. But then other airports like Madison haven't seen quite as dramatic of a rebound. They say traffic is still down about 40% compared to pre-pandemic time. And part of the reason for that is that's primarily a business airport, and they say that business travelers have been slower to return to flying.
When you talk to airport officials, are they giving any indication for travelers on, you know, show up earlier than maybe you used to in normal days?
Yeah, so I've got a lot of advice from the TSA and from airport officials. There's a lot they want people to know. In Madison, they did suggest arriving 90 minutes early for flights. In Milwaukee, 2 hours before flights. And Milwaukee also suggested booking and paying for parking in advance to ensure that you've got a spot if you plan to leave your car at the airport. And then they also wanted everyone to know that the mask mandate is still in effect on airplanes, so you need to have a mask. And then we've seen recently some airlines struggle with staffing shortages. So airport officials suggest that you download the app for the airline you're flying so you can stay up to date on any impacts that we may see during the holiday season. And then one other thing that we may not think about often, especially for people who didn't travel last year, is they said don't wrap your holiday gifts. So TSA agents do not enjoy unwrapping holiday presents, so pack them, unwrap, and wrap them when you arrive. And then finally, they just asked everyone to travel with their patience this holiday season, especially, you know, some airports in Wisconsin primarily travel to destinations where people will maybe, larger airports where people may be connecting. And so airport officials say those larger airports might, you know, have some issues with staffing shortages at concession stands and things like that. So they suggested trying to be as patient as possible and packing some snacks.
Don't wrap the presents, do pack the patience. I get it. Megan, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
Sure, my pleasure.
Megan Hart is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. She talked to us about the TSA's expectations for holiday travel this year. We're going to continue our conversation about travel during this holiday season, second one of the pandemic. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have big travel plans? Do you have air travel plans? Or are you holding off, taking a wait-and-see approach? Or do you have a question for our next couple of guests, couple of travel experts? You could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Deborah Dunn is the travel editor for Off Duty at the Wall Street Journal. Debbie, thanks for joining us again.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
And Barbara Peterson is a freelance writer covering air travel and a frequent contributor to the Wall Street Journal. Barbara, welcome back to Central Time.
It's great to be here.
Well, Barbara, let's start with you. We just heard what Wisconsin airports are expecting to see nationwide. What are you watching for when it comes to the number of people hitting the skies?
Well, this Thanksgiving season looks like it will almost be back to 2019 levels. That's obviously good news for the airlines. It, though, is not necessarily such great news for the travelers, because one thing that is different this time is that the number of flights, the actual number of departures that the U.S. airlines are operating, is still way down from 2019. So that's why when you get to an airport and you get on a plane, it seems awfully crowded. In fact, most flights are taking off literally 100% full. There are no middle seats at all, free, and that went by the wayside anyway. So anyway, yes, it is going to be very busy, but the airlines and the TSA say they're prepared, so we'll see.
Well, Deborah, that makes me think if I had dreams of getting a great airfare bargain, the math that Barbara just laid out there says maybe not so much.
Yeah, well, I mean, you really have to game it a little bit. And luckily, there are lots of websites to help you with that. So one that I really like is Scott's Cheap Flights. You can, set your favorite airport or your favorite 10 airports and see what kind of great last minute airfares are out there.
Now, how about a safety, Barbara? You mentioned those full flights going on. What do we know about what kind of precautions, what kind of things we should weigh before we buy that ticket or before we get on that plane?
Yes. Well, for air travel, I think most people should know that it is really very safe, considering, that you're traveling with a lot of people in a very small space. And the reason is that the airlines, and they did this before the pandemic, have very good filtration systems. And the air gets circulated from the ceiling to floor, not from front to back, which some people mistakenly think. And it, of course, makes you worry about it. Is this someone coughing 10 rows up? Are you going to get that? No. The airlines, and actually it's a federal requirement that all air passengers and crew wear masks. And there have been a number of notorious incidents this year about, people refusing to do so. And when they do, there are serious consequences. So it is really enforced. You should wear a mask and maybe pay a little more attention to what kind of mask. If you are concerned, get an N95 mask. Those are considered to be the most protection, or wear a double mask. Be aware of your surroundings. If you're at the airport, you don't have to join the scrum at the gate, at the same time everybody else does. And in fact, maybe while you're waiting for your departure, if there's another gate that seems kind of empty because there's no flight there, just move for a while to a less crowded space. So I do think that there are pretty much, they're common sense sort of precautions, but that should ease a lot of people's fears. And I would also remind listeners too that, if it was a serious risk, if air travel really was, the super spreader event, we'd be hearing a lot more about people getting very sick after flights. And we have not gotten that data this year. So the evidence suggests that it is actually quite safe.
Debbie, that's protecting our health. How about our wealth? If people are worried about buying an airline ticket because A, what if I get sick, or B, what if there's a big outbreak at my destination and I want to cancel because of that? What's the refund situation like these days?
Well, I think, when you're shopping around for your flight, I think you need to be really careful about not booking a flight that you can't cancel. So the airlines have kind of stepped back, initially all the flights, none of the flights were weren't stuck with anything, but now they've reintroduced sort of tiers. So I do think it's still pretty careful. You have to be pretty careful about not getting the cheapest ticket if you're at all concerned. And then, you know, now is really the time to consider travel insurance. You know, especially if it's kind of if it's a pretty expensive trip and, you know, you're at all concerned that things could change. I think it's really time to dig into the fine print of all those insurance policies.
We're talking to travel.
And I could just add one thing.
Barbara, yeah.
There is a type of travel insurance, as Debbie mentioned. Yeah, this is a great idea, but there's one that is called cancel for any reason. And I think that if you really want to be, you know, totally, you know, sort of comfortable with it, you could get that. It's more expensive, but a lot of airlines will not give you a refund, you know, for getting sick. That's just not something they've heard, you know, they, so that cancel for any reason is just an additional precaution if you're really concerned.
We're talking to travel writers Deborah Dunn and Barbara Peterson. You can see their work in the Wall Street Journal. We are looking at air travel this holiday season and beyond, the second holiday season of the pandemic. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have questions for our guests about traveling in the next few days, in the next few months, or maybe planning ahead for an air travel destination in the future? Do you have suggestions of your own for making travel easier? Have you been on a plane in the last, I don't know, few months? What did you think of the experience? How were things flowing at the airport? Were things civil in the skies? Do you want to know how to prepare for your upcoming trip? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You could also email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation on how to travel safely this holiday season and beyond with Wall Street Journal travel experts Deborah Dunn and Barbara Peterson, and with you, if you'd like, at 800-642-1234. Do you have a question about air travel in the next few days, the next few months for our guests? Maybe a recent experience? Do you have a ticket in your hand waiting to, or on your phone, waiting to travel soon? Do you have questions about the airport and airplane experience? 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. Let's go to your calls now. Tim is with us in Madison. Tim, hello.
On your phone?
Hey. Yeah, I have a question. I bought a ticket a while back for my wife and my stepdaughter to come over, but then they locked the country down, so we had to cancel. They gave us a voucher, and now that America opened up 2 weeks ago or whatever it is, they're saying that we have only a few weeks. It's like second week in December, I guess.
And where are they coming from, Tim?
Players. Pardon?
And where are they coming from? What country?
They're coming from England.
England, okay. Tim, thanks for that call. I don't know if either of you want to take a stab at that one. They've got a voucher for a canceled trip. The clock is ticking, and it sounds like they can't actually travel in that time. Do they have any options?
Well, I can try to answer.
Sure.
I know that this is obviously, it's a lot of people are experiencing this, so you're not alone. What happened was, since it's been so long, you know, nobody expected the pandemic to go for, you know, almost 2 years. So yes, so a lot of these vouchers are, you know, they're getting near the end of their sell-by date. And the problem is that the airlines really are, you know, they're not really helping a lot of people. And that has been the source of not just a lot of complaints, but the Department of Transportation actually had to get involved. So one thing I would suggest to you right away is, if you can't get much more satisfaction, you didn't mention which airline it is, file a complaint with the U.S. Department of Transportation, because if this is a flight that touches the United States, it is under U.S. Jurisdiction as well. They can intervene. Secondly, though, I would try to just move it up the chain at the airline that's involved, because I know from several people who, you know, at first just felt that they were not going to get anywhere. They kept on, you know, asking to speak to a supervisor, moving and look to, you know, go up the management chain. And ultimately, you know, the squeaky wheel approach, usually does work. Because in both the cases I'm aware of, the people did ultimately get satisfaction. So what you need to do, though, is keep be ready to say a couple of possible dates or at least a time frame, so they know that this isn't going to be something that you're going to come back in a few years. But you can, you know, if you can give them a sense of when you think you might, or your relatives might be using the tickets, that is helpful.
Tim, good luck, and thanks for the call at 800-642-1234. Deborah, I want to talk about a while back you had written about, this is back during the summer, about, you know, good beach travel destinations at that point. If people are thinking, you know, not this holiday weekend, but out into the future, any good travel destinations that people can go to around the world, given current travel restrictions and maybe isn't too expensive this time around, where do you suggest people start looking?
Yeah, well, this isn't so surprising, but I still think Mexico is really, you know, there are so many flights to Mexico. There are so many destinations within Mexico. It's relatively affordable, still is. There's still availability even now, this late into the season. I think there are still hotels, you know, decent prices in Cabo and Cozumel, Cancun. I was just looking myself. So Mexico, Old Reliable, that still stands. And let's see, Dominican Republic, that's another one that was, you know, it's pretty easy to get to through most of this year, and it still is. And the testing requirements aren't too arduous, and there's a lot of great value in the Dominican Republic. And Puerto Rico, you don't have to test. You can fly to Puerto Rico and you don't have to test back in to come to the U.S. That's a great sunny place. And Caribbean's a little trickier. You know, you really have to do your homework because every one of the islands has a different testing entry requirements. But Jamaica, that's another one. And there's so many nice hotels. So there should still be some spaces, if not over the Christmas holiday, in January, February. Book now for March when it gets really cold and miserable. So there are lots of options.
We're getting some travel recommendations looking at safety when it comes to COVID-19 and air travel in particular. Deborah Dunn and Barbara Peterson are with us, travel writers. You can follow their work in the Wall Street Journal. Call in with your questions or maybe recent travel experiences at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Barbara, you wrote, this is back in late August, about the Delta variant and how we assess travel safety. You were talking earlier about safety on the plane itself. You also wrote in that piece, you know, think about safety in the place you're going and the kinds of experiences you're hoping to have.
Yes, exactly. And also think about whom you're going to be sharing these experiences with. For that piece that you mentioned, I interviewed a number of infectious disease specialists. And one of them says what you really need to focus in on is are you visiting friends and family? Are you visiting anybody who's immunocompromised? Are you actually in good health? Or do you have to worry about, you know, being in crowded spaces and things like that? And then, you know, assess each option. I know cruises, of course, really had a tough time in the pandemic because they basically were just completely scrubbed. And it seemed like that was going to be a tall order to get people to go back on cruise ships, you know, given all the factors, you know, that the fact that you're on a ship with a bunch of other people, you're really in close quarters. But it's come roaring back, and in part because the cruise industry, for the most part, is requiring all cruise passengers to be vaccinated and tested frequently during your voyage. I think that, you know, there are a lot of different ways to approach it, but just look at the factors, look at who you're going to be with, where, and, you know, of course, in a particular country and destination, what's the vaccination rate and what's the infection rate?
Let's go back to our callers now. Nita is with us in Houstonsford. Nita, hi.
Hi. All right. Thank you for taking my call. This is very timely. I was just wondering if the booking sites are at all messed up. If anybody else has had any experience with this, I tried to book a flight out to Austin and a return flight. And what happened was I was able to, you know, normally book the departure, but then, you know, it gave me the charge. And I, you know, I clicked the pay and it kicked me out and it sent me a confirmation for the departure, but it never gave me a chance to book the return flight.
So this is a booking site like the kayak sort of thing, Nita?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Deborah, we don't have too much time left. I want to throw that to you. Are booking sites, those third-party sites, working as planned lately?
You know, it's a good question. And, I think there have been some screw-ups, but I always like, I mean, regardless of, you know, now or pre-pandemic, I always like to book direct when at all possible. I just think when things go wrong, it's so much easier to sort them out when you're booking directly from the airline or the hotel company. And, you know, sometimes if you're buying a package, it's kind of hard to get around that great deal. But yeah, I think it's just safer in general to go direct.
All right, Nita, I hope you can get that sorted out. Just a few moments left, Barbara. What are you watching for when it comes to travel numbers over the next couple of months?
Well, I think what we're really looking for is whether or not this trajectory that we're on now is going to continue in a positive direction. You know, their international travel is opening up in both directions. And, you know, there was a lot of attention paid when we opened our borders or reopened our borders to people from Europe and elsewhere. But also countries around the world have been gradually doing that as well. The problem is that a lot of them, you know, have differing policies, so that can be a little confusing. But I think that whether or not that's actually leading to this big surge in travel internationally is still a question mark. So I think that those are the numbers we want to look for. We want to look for bookings, and people tend to book further ahead for foreign trips. So, you know, right now or in the next few months, people will be booking for spring and summer.
Thanks to both of our guests, Barbara Peterson and Deborah Dunn. They both write travel columns for the Wall Street Journal, looked at air travel during the second pandemic holiday. Stick around. There's more to come on Central Time.